We are here with Indianola girls basketball head coach Jeff Jansen. And coach, just awaiting the matchup with Ottumwa on Saturday. And just let's talk kind of overall of this season, 13-8 on the year. And just give us your thoughts on the so far the 2025-2026 season.
Yeah, you know, we made a lot of progress this year. We had 6 wins 2 years ago, 7 wins last year. And so to get the same total number this year, we're extremely proud of that. We know we'd like to have a couple of those games back that were close, that we were in late. But regardless, though, the steps in the right direction by our program is something that we're proud of, and hoping that it leads to a run here this next week.
And just talk about maybe some of the adversity this team has faced, you know, with Madison going down for a few games, Lauren having injuries as well, but still being able to keep that confidence and play good basketball.
Yeah, you know, Jack, I was looking at our practice schedule the last month, really since the new year, and we've only had 4 practices where we've had a full roster. And, you know, that is not ideal, obviously, in many different ways. And, you know, when Lauren went down that stretch of games, you could tell that our team leader, our team captain, and someone that does so much for us really impacted us. And, you know, we're fortunate to have her back healthy. And yeah, with Madison's injury, they really came at a unique time where we had a tough stretch of games there. We handled some things all right without her, but we really showed in that stretch of games between, you know, Bonder and Norwalk that we are a really talented team. We had high hopes for sure in that stretch. We still have those high hopes. But again, our best basketball this season was when we were fully healthy there at the end of January, and have had a good week this week preparing for Ottumwa for sure.
And how has the schedule changed for you guys? You know, it seemed like the last couple weeks you had 3 games a week, and now you go 8 days between games. And just kind of how has that adjusted the practice schedule and preparation for Ottumwa?
Yeah, you know, last year was our first time in a long time with this sort of break. And, you know, we practiced hard every day and prepared for Waukee. And you know what? We weren't mentally or really physically prepared the way we should have been last year. So this year we're trying to do things a little bit differently. We have great respect for Ottumwa and their 19-game winning streak, of course. But this week we've been really trying to focus on us. We've been trying to get out of practice earlier so that way kids can enjoy the sunshine, and really trying to make sure that this has been a fun, enjoyable week while also preparing to the best of our abilities. So we learned a lot from last year's 8 days off and trying to make the most out of this year's.
And you mentioned great respect for Ottumwa. You did play them earlier in the year, but it seems like that far back in the calendar, it seems like it's a whole new team and whole new different game, and there's probably not a whole lot you can take of from a game that happened 2.5 months ago.
Oh, absolutely. You know, they are playing so aggressively. They're playing so fast. They are a team filled with freshmen that do not look like freshmen watching them on film. And they are obviously really well coached as well. So I am we are most definitely not thinking that this is the same team that we saw, you know, 19 games ago. Many of them were playing their first varsity contest. A handful of our girls were as well, I suppose. But yeah, we are absolutely preparing to the best of our ability to go up against a really talented team.
And from your team's perspective, what have you noticed maybe from the first day of practice to where you are now, the team's biggest improvement, whether that's something, you know, shooting, rebounding, or team chemistry and kind of the maybe decision making? What's kind of the biggest improvement you've seen from your team as a whole here this season?
You know, I believe our team has come a long ways with raising their expectations. I think that we weren't sure how good we were going to be. I think our girls believed that at the beginning of the year. And the belief in ourself as a whole is very high right now. I think that we have a great understanding of, you know, who are we trying to get open, what plays are for who, and how do we attack certain spots on the court, not only to score, but maybe potentially to dish it off to a teammate. And so I think that overall court awareness, has improved. And, you know, we've rebounded well at stretches this year. I think as a program, we've taken a huge step forward with our assist to turnover ratio. It still needs to be better this next week and next year. But from where we were a year ago, or especially 2 years ago, to where we are now, from a distribution standpoint and from a style standpoint, we are leaps and bounds ahead of where we were.
All right, Coach, we appreciate the time and best of luck in the matchup with the Tumwa.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.